We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
10 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the 17th annual Damon Williams New Year's Eve Comedy Bash at Star Plaza Theater in Maryville, Indiana. And the details are at starplazatheater.com. Then it's January 1st and 2nd. Funny first weekends at Riddles Comedy Club and also. And today.
Hey, Skip.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know where that came from, but that's last year. Who sent you? Because this is the 18th year, and it's the OJs and the Shy Lights. And then it's Funny First Saturdays. That's January 7th.
Wow.
But that's okay. Fine, too. I'm glad you get all my stuff.
What? Hey, you know, I just take this and just rip it on up. We won't even use it.
You know what? We got a big election coming up, too. I think Trump is running.
Well, you know,
I think he announced right after that.
You know how the holiday crew is. You know, holiday crew, yeah. You know, the information may fall off just a little bit.
I tried to play it off at first. I'm like,
no. I usually have my boys back. But.
Yeah. It's all good, bro. I got you, man.
Okay.
It's the 18th year. It's the OJs and Shy Lights, Star Plaza Theater, starplazatheater.com. And you can get the discount code with first name Damon for discount main floor seats.
Okay, now, all right. Now, seriously.
Today, Damon has a story.
Today, Damon has a story about a Santa with more than just toys on his sled. How about that? Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Skip, as serious as the celebrities that should be counting down 2016. Jesus. Can we just take a nap and wake up on the first so everybody can live?
That'd be great, please.
Man. So anyway, let me get into these stories since I probably just used up all my time. Rule number one for a successful hustler. Everybody know you're supposed to keep a low profile. You want to blend in. Well, this dude in Jacksonville obviously failed Hustle 101 because police were called by the residents. They complained about a lot of drug activity in the neighborhood. So when the police went to go check it out, they arrive and they see a 41-year-old man named Isaac Geiger. Now, he was going in and out of this U-Haul truck. He was retrieving items. Nothing suspicious about that. You know, that's what you do at a U-Haul truck. And since it was December, I guess it was nothing unusual about the fact that he was wearing a full Santa Claus suit. Okay, so the cops wasn't tripping on none of that. But when Mr. Geiger saw the police, he got nervous and panicked and took off running. So that made the police chase him. But the problem with that was, he had on those Santa Claus pants, and they started falling off, so they tripped him, made him fall. There's more. So while he's on the ground, they trying to handcuff him. He stuck his hands under his stomach so he could lay on him so they couldn't put the handcuffs on him, right? So now that's resisting arrest. They finally get him stood up and start to search him. When they search him, they go into the Santa suit. They find some cash and a baggie with some drugs in it. That ain't enough. Old Santa took off running again. So now the police detectives had to tackle him. Now, what I'm concerned about is hopefully there were no little kids in the neighborhood seeing this because black kids are already scared of the police.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how they'd feel if they saw them jacking up Santa Claus? So it turns out this fool, they go into U-Haul. He done set up a whole drug office. He got MDMA, Molly, THC, pills, monies, a scale, weed, ecstasy, all this. And then what makes you say, okay, I'm going to get a U-Haul truck and put on a Santa Claus suit. Maybe they won't notice I'm out here selling drugs. You big dummy, go to jail.
Right, huh?
Seriously. Now, my second story, I'm just going to jump to it. Police are looking for a thief who made off with some rare and valuable racing pigeons. Now, these pigeons are said to range in price from $100 to $1,000 each. Now, the store owner said this is not the first time he's been broken into. And in spite of him just recently installing a security system complete with cameras and night vision cameras. So the bold thief apparently didn't let that stop him. So he said, I tell you what, I know they got security. I know they got cameras. Let me grab a disguise. But the only thing I guess he had handy was, listen to this, a big garbage bag over his clothes, and a bucket over his head. So this fool is seen on the surveillance footage stumbling and bumbling because he can't see out the bucket.
Bruh.
So he's knocking over everything. He's kicking over stuff. He's destroyed some of the bird eggs. And then he finally lifts the bucket up so he can locate the pigeons, which gave a clear shot of his face. This idiot then puts the bucket back on his head and stumbles his way out the store. Now, they already saw. So If anybody buying pigeons out in Miami, y'all know this is the Buckethead that did it. Seriously. Report to you live from Chicago, and I will be at the 18th year with the New Year's Eve extravaganza at Star Plaza Theater.
All right, and that's the one with the Shy Lights and the Mighty OJs, right?
Mighty,
right.
Mighty OJs.
That's next year. That's next year.
No, stop. Well, I guess after midnight it will be, huh?
You did.
Okay, thank you. That's Seriously Ignorant News, Damon Williams.